This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I wonder if you're that sort of person who likes surprises. Do you enjoy the surprise parties, getting surprise Christmas or birthday gifts? You know, you just don't know what's coming. That is a real surprise. But if you're the sort of person who doesn't like the surprises, it's probably because you like life to be under control, to be well planned and everything in a timetable. And let's face it, most of us are a bit like that because we like to be in control of what's going on. You might remember Gomer Pyle, the popular TV character played by Jim Nabors back in the mid to late 1960s. He had his own TV show on American CBS, and he's still today considered a legend with many film and TV and singing accolades, actually. But Gomer Pyle, immensely popular. He was naive. He was awestruck. And one of his favourite expressions was surprise, surprise, surprise. For him, for Gomer Pyle, life was full of surprises. Well, let's think about it. Whether we like it or not, life is actually full of surprises. Some surprises are good, some are bad. We don't like those bad surprises, like the poster I saw that said, I try to take just one day at a time, but lately several days have attacked me all at once. Surprises, they're the stuff of life. It might be a nice surprise for ladies, a bouquet of roses, or someone comes to see you, or a car pulls out in front of you, and you might get a bad surprise, a freak storm, or a phone call. Who knows? Every day we're faced with the possibility of a surprise, and you could wake up one day to be confronted with something very surprising. So this is the reason we need to know, I think, how to handle the surprises of life. But there is another angle to this, and I want to say it today, that God's ways are often surprises because his ways are not our ways. In your life, I think you need to be full of the unexpected, that you can bank on God. God actually will move in surprising ways as he fulfills his will. I mean, to hear your prayer, to love you. He has all the resources that you need, actually, no matter what happens. And we need to get in step with God. Actually, walking with God in the journey of life makes a tremendous difference to how we experience these disappointments. Or there might be a good surprise. It was back in 1985 that Father Gerard Hughes wrote the book called God of Surprises. It's an interesting book, and he says that God breaks into the human heart and soul with new understanding. And he says, God has often surprised me, but he's never disappointed me. And I think that is true. Yes, God will never disappoint you. In Psalm 57, verse 2, the psalmist says, I cry out to God Most High, to God who will fulfill his purpose for me. In another way of putting it is from what the Proverbs 16, verse 9, the writer there says, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. So that does mean, as I see it, that God will overrule our plans if he wants to. After all, God's timing is perfect. He never does anything accidentally. And God delights in blessing his children. He gives us so much, his goodness, his love, and his faithfulness. He remains faithful. He'll open the doors for us. So I would say, don't be alarmed with what might happen. God surprises. They can happen any time, even when you're not expecting it. And I'm not talking here about coincidences. It might be an answer to prayer, something that you've prayed about for many years, and God has come. The power, his power at work in us can do far more than we can ask or imagine. That's what the scripture says in Ephesians 3, verse 20. I know who holds the future, and I know who holds my hand. With God, things don't just happen. Everything by him is planned. And I think that's really true. I hope that you might experience that today. Lord, help me to be open to your surprises. May I, Lord, see the small ones so that I can accept them with a grateful heart. Because, Lord, I want to be open to your big surprises. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.